think of all the things that surprised me the most when I went from being an actor to going into casting was no one has time anymore to invest or indulge a temperament. Your reputation seems to be much, much more important than it used to be.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Very excited to have you here today. Today we are going to be talking about your acting. What system do you use to prepare and present your work? So we're not going to call it method acting, but we're going to be talking about the system that you might have in place. And I'm going to give you some suggestions and some tips and some ideas to consider as you're preparing material, whether it be for theater, film, or television. Now, before we jump into the task at hand, I just want to express my sincere gratitude for those of you who are sticking with Casting Actors Cast. I must tell you, I'm a little overwhelmed by the response, and it's very, very exciting. I'm hearing from people from all over the world. No kidding. I'm hearing from people from Australia and Sweden and the United Kingdom, and shout out to Los Angeles, those fantastic actors out there that are really interested in staying up with how to continue to thrive and be successful in this business. And then finally, of course, New York, greater metropolitan area that includes New Jersey and Long Island, and those of you in South Carolina. I've heard a lot of comments from people from Michigan, although I'm from a family of 8 children, and so I'm thinking a lot of that might just be my family. So, who knows? But I just am extremely grateful and gratified to all of you who are listening and tuning in. Please, please, please share this with your friends. I would love to be able to continue to do these podcasts because they're a lot of fun to do. But I also love knowing that there's an audience out there who appreciates it. Finally, I'll also say that if you haven't checked out the website, castingactorscast.com. That's no underscoring or spaces or slashes. It's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. You'll see some updated items on the website. You're going to see an entire page of all of the catalog episodes so far. So if you feel like you want to do some binging, you can do that. Also, every once in a while, I upload some sheets, some PDF files for you to take a look at. They're sort of cheat sheets or show notes, if you want to call it that. So please do check that out, and it's also a great way to leave me a note. And I just added another feature on the website, which is that you can leave me a voice message. It's just one click, and you can leave me a message. I get that message in my webmail, and it would really be great to hear from some of you. So spreading the word, leaving me a message, be part of this community. As I say on the webpage, please jump into the talent pool. That's what I mean. Get your feet wet, at least. Okay, thanks. Yesterday, I did a 4-hour workshop with actors, and we spent some time talking a little bit about the business, and this was in a studio in New York, and I also watched their work, and it just occurred to me that there are some common themes that I was witnessing in their work, and my critiques almost ended up being very similar. So it seemed to me that it might be a good idea to point out some of the things that I thought really need to be addressed, for lack of a better way to say it, with the acting that I have been seeing of late. And so we'll talk a little bit about what I was experiencing yesterday and those common issues that I found. But then we're also going to take a look at what are the tools and tips and what is your system for acting? What methods do you use to act? And when I use the word method, I'm not talking about method acting. Many people, by the way, assume that the method of acting, that method acting, was created by Stanislavski, and that is not true. Stanislavski did not claim that he had the method acting technique. What he worked on was a system by which actors could incorporate many of the concepts into their work. So when we talk the method, that really needs to be attributed to Lee Strasberg, who really came up with a concept of inhabiting another character so fully and completely that you lose yourself, that you experience what the character has experienced to the point of being completely immersed into the world of the person that you are playing. And there are ways of doing that, of course. But it was Lee Strasberg who really had the concept. And it kind of got attributed to Stanislavski because of its popularity, I think. But I just wanted to kind of clear that up. And I also want to share with you that, from my personal opinion, I think that there are a lot of issues with method acting that are really not helpful to today's contemporary actor in some of the mediums that we're talking about, specifically for television and film. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little bit more in this podcast. So there I was yesterday, watching these actors one by one. And even though they were doing monologues, and I know we've done episodes on monologues, and I don't really want to revisit some of those concepts or thoughts that I brought to you with monologues, but I do want to talk about a similar approach that I saw many of these actors doing, and how I think it was a disservice to themselves. So I'm going to point some of those out now. One of them, for sure, is a critique that I've given quite frequently, which is the pace at which the actor is acting seemed to be quite unnatural. And I think that goes a lot to the actor's nervousness. I think that goes a lot to the brain trying to work very quickly in the moment-to-moment work that they've been taught to do. And because of the brain working overtime to make these particular points, a lot of the nuance of character got lost. So I'm going to give you a note about pacing, and I hope that this is helpful to you. If I were to ask you, give me directions to your house from your nearest airport, how would you tell me to make it so that those directions would make sense to me? Well, you would say something like, okay, well, you're at the airport. What you want to do is to go to bus number 225. Get on the bus. It'll cost about $7.75. If you're going to travel about 15 miles to exit 42. After exit 42, you're going to make a right-hand turn. Well, the bus is going to make a right-hand turn. And about 4 miles later, you're going to see the street called Haymarket and Vincent Street. That's the place you want to get off. I'll stop now because I made that all completely up just now. But the way I told you how to get from the airport to your house, the way that you would tell me to get from the airport to your house, was done at a pace at which you know I can completely and fully understand. In other words, you weren't thinking, oh, I'm rushing too fast now. You were thinking, I'm now giving this information at a rate that I am assuming is being understood fully and completely. So if that is a cornerstone of understanding pace, you will never, ever have an issue with pace again. Because instead of letting your brain take over, or letting the flight or fight response take over as a result of nervousness, the adrenaline coursing through your blood, whatever it is that's kind of triggering off the pace, you will not have that pace note again. So pace was one thing that I observed. I think the other bigger quality that I saw in a lot of actors yesterday during this workshop was I did not see the character inhabiting the actor. This bears some really clear concepts on my part, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And perhaps you can relate this to your own work, and maybe some of these suggestions on how to inhabit the character a little more aggressively and appropriately will work. First, let me say that I noticed that the actor was watching themselves. That means that they had almost a third eye, that they were doing their words, they were in the scene, but then they were watching almost out of the corner of their eye what the audience was doing while they were watching. And let me just say that if you're always feeling like you're a little bit outside of yourself, observing what you're doing, you're not in the right place for the scene. That doesn't look real. In fact, that feels much more presentational. In other words, you're saying to yourself, I am showing you how I will play this character, as opposed to really investing in what that character is saying. And many, many times the way to overcome that is to really invest in the objective of the scene, to really understand the character's intentions. And the way that you do that is by the series of questions that you need to ask. One question is, why are you here? Why are you talking to this other character? What is the objective of the scene? What do you want to have come out of the scene? Or why are you sharing this information with this other person? And to what end is that of value? A quick example would be that you want to convince this person that because you love them so much, they should love you back. And so that scene would take on a really interesting color. Now, understand that if you are watching yourself try to make and express your emotional connection to this other person, then you're not making it yourself as the character. You're making it as an actor, showing me how you're going to show me. I hope that's not too esoteric or too confusing, but there is something to be said about being fully and absolutely invested in your character to the point where you are not observing how you are doing it. Now, I know if you've had some experience and you've had worked with a few directors, you know, even in professional training programs and colleges and university training programs, you'll hear a director say phrases like moment to moment. That really is a shorthand version of what I think of as the Meisner technique, which is keeping yourself very, very present, and that every thought process is immediate and is something that you are focused on all the time. And moment-to-moment work can be extremely useful and very valuable because it has that quality of being spontaneous. The challenge with that kind of work is that oftentimes the overall objective of the scene is lost. So you can be right there with somebody having this conversation, but there's a reason you're having that conversation, and that reason does not necessarily employ being just in the moment. It means that there's something more important. There's something a bigger picture that needs to be revealed in the scene. And so when you're acting in a scene, whether it be on film or on television, knowing what the objective is equally important to being in the moment with that other character. In other words, you're not reflective in the scene, but yet you are also aware that there's a important purpose to each of the scenes. Let me give you a quick example. There is a scene for a film that we've been working on where a person comes to the door who's just simply trying to sell vacuum cleaners. This is a story that takes place in the 1950s. And the young lady from the 1950s opens the door, and it's a young man trying to sell her a vacuum cleaner. Now, his objective is, of course, he wants to sell the vacuum cleaner. But the issue is that he finds this woman so attractive, so much so that he kind of loses and stumbles and kind of forgets how to sell his vacuum cleaner. So it's a very cute scene. It's a very funny scene. And so she had the burden of just simply being there and being receptive to this man and what he was trying to say and do. And so her objective was just, I'm answering the door and I don't know who this is and I don't know why he's behaving this way, but I'm just going to stand there and kind of see what it turns into. So that was her point of view. Now, interestingly, his point of view, a lot different. Oh my gosh, I've got to sell this vacuum cleaner. Oh my gosh, who's this? I don't know, what do I do now? Do I sell the vacuum? I have a hose attachment and I don't know how, and my foot is now stuck in the cord and I don't know. So there's a whole other world. So each are in the same scene, but both of them have two slightly different objectives. But what you don't know is that the moment to moment is equally important, as is the overall point of the scene, which is a man falling in love. So you can see one objective does not take precedence over the moment-to-moment work that you're doing. In fact, they have to work in tandem. They have to work together. And the trick for all of that is really the use of your imagination. And I think imagination is probably the best new method technique we can talk about, because the bottom line is acting is behaving. So how does the character behave? And your imagination can create an entire world which incorporates and includes your imagination, the moment-to-moment work, the character work, the character development work. How does your character behave in this particular scene? All of those things come together, but I think the cornerstone is the imagination. So although imagination, you might want to consider it as an ethereal rumination. But for imagination to be really useful, it needs some fuel to take flight. The actor provides the necessary fuel by analyzing the situation and the character and asking those appropriate questions. So here are some key basic questions. Why am I here? What happened to me to get to this point? Where do I want to go? What do I need? What is this other person to me, and how do I want to change him or her? How do I feel about what's happening to me? Now, if you do this for every scene you're in, you will not only be doing the necessary analysis that an actor needs to do, you will also be sparking your imagination, forcing it to come up with answers. And it's the answers that will help you create your circumstances and become really acquainted really immersed in your character. Okay, if you followed that really closely just now, honestly, as an actor, I've just made you so much money. You're going to do really well. Guess what? I'm not even going to ask for 10%. This is an important issue that I really wanted to spend some time talking to those students about. Now, the truth is, only you know how much of that work you need to do in order to accomplish the task. But I've seen too many times where the actor is not immersed enough into the character because they lose sight of those basic questions, those basic intentions, those objectives, those goals. So in essence, you're really going to have to spend some time developing your own system for embracing some of these concepts. But I think imagination is the key and really should be considered and thought of as a new method, because it's that creative control that you have that can really ultimately adjust and change the circumstances the way you think is appropriate to the character that you're playing. That's why today's acting, the best default setting is to find areas of yourself that you can put into the character that you're playing. What qualities does your personality bring to the character? Then the imagination can take hold, shape, and define, because that means you don't have to be an axe murderer in order to know how to play an axe murderer. But you can find out if this axe murderer killed his victims by charming them to death, and maybe go, okay, well, I'm kind of charming. Maybe I'll try and bring that charming side to who I'm playing, and boy, does that make interesting drama. I hope that makes sense. I am simplifying it a little bit. I understand that. But those are some things that I did see actors doing. And primarily, I just want there to be a focused effort of concentration into the work so that you almost really lose yourself because your brain is focused on the task at hand while simultaneously thinking about the overall purpose and objective of the scene. In other words, somebody wrote this for a reason. What's the reason? Okay, I know that this is maybe a bit esoteric and maybe I've repeated myself a few times. I just kind of get so immersed in the subject matter, but it's all about building confidence, and that's what I'm all about. as far as working with actors, is to empower you to make those creative choices that stand out. Because as I've said, it's ultimately your uniqueness that gets the job as an actor, not your sameness. So it's important that you do not filter things through how you think it should be played, but how your character feels, thinks, and moves in the world in which they're given. Please let me know if this discussion was helpful to you. What methods do you use? What do you have in your back pocket that you might want to share with us? I would love to hear that. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is Casting Actors Cast. Please like, share, and let me know what your acting is all about. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.